This morning, we have the story of a business consultant and grandmother from Newton who had back surgery at one of Boston's teaching hospitals last spring. She took a particularly powerful opioid as prescribed, and 4 weeks later, she was in withdrawal. Her experience reveals the many ways hospitals, doctors, and nurses are still fueling the opioid epidemic and explains an emerging call to hold hospitals accountable. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
On April 17th, Patriots Day, Katie Herzog checked into a well-known Boston teaching hospital for what turned out to be a nine-hour-long back surgery.
I had sort of almost like bone spurs growing into my spine. And there was no room left in the spinal canal for spinal fluid at all.
The 68-year-old consulting firm CEO left the hospital with a prescription for Dilaudid, an opioid used to treat severe pain, and instructions to take 2 every 4 hours as needed. Herzog took the full dose for about 2 weeks. Then, worried about addiction, Herzog began asking questions.
I said, how do I taper off this? I don't want to stay on this drug forever. You know, what do I do? And I never got any clear answer. The visiting nurse would say, well, whatever your doctor says. The internist says, what does the surgeon say? You know, the surgeon doesn't do medicine. It was his resident or somebody else in his group who did it.
When none of those people explained how to go off Dilaudid, Herzog went to Google, where she found a Canadian Medical Association guide to tapering opioids. Herzog began tracking her progress in a pocket diary.
So I started tapering from 28, 24, 16. I can show you, you know, all the way that I went down.
Herzog is counting milligrams, by the way, not pills. She flips ahead in her journal.
So here we are. On May 14th, I had 2 milligrams.
On May 16th, the day of a follow-up appointment, Herzog did not take any Dilaudid. By the time she got to the doctor's office, Herzog was sick.
I was teary. I had diarrhea. I was vomiting a lot. I had muscle pain, headache. I had a low-grade fever.
Herzog stumbled between the bathroom and the examination room.
The surgeon said, I think you have a virus. You should go see your internist. And the PA was there, and she thought so, too.
So Herzog went home and suffered through more than 2 weeks of what she came to realize was withdrawal.
I had every single symptom in the book, and there was no recognition by these really professional, senior, seasoned doctors at Boston's finest hospitals that I was going through withdrawal.
Herzog sees this as a system-wide problem, which is why she is not naming the doctors and hospitals involved. She did share medical records that support her story. She has since returned to those doctors who acknowledged to Herzog that she was in withdrawal.
We have many clinicians prescribing opioids without any understanding of opioid withdrawal symptoms.
Dr. Andrew Kolodny, Director of Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing, says many physicians do not recognize withdrawal because they don't realize how quickly a patient can become dependent on pain meds.
A patient who takes an opioid a few times a day for as little as 1 week is going to begin to develop physiological dependence on the drug, which means that they're likely to feel symptoms when they try and come off.
Sometimes that dependence triggers full-blown addiction. The vast majority of street drug users say they switched to heroin after prescribed painkillers became too expensive. Now, a handful of doctors and hospital administrators are asking, if an opioid addiction starts with a prescription after surgery or some other hospital-based care, should the hospital be penalized? As in, is addiction a medical error? Kolodny likes the idea.
It might help promote more cautious prescribing. It might help change practice.
But Kolodny acknowledges penalizing hospitals for addiction is in direct conflict with a push to help patients manage pain. A small percentage of hospital payments are tied to patient satisfaction surveys that ask, did your hospital address your pain? Dr. Gabriel Bratt is a trauma surgeon and Harvard Medical School researcher who studies the use of opioids after surgery.
This is a real concern that patients who may feel that their pain is undermanaged may take that out, as it were, in these patient report cards.
Which may lead doctors to prescribe more rather than fewer opioids. Many patients go home with more opioids than they need. A summary of recent studies found that 1 in 4 patients had pills left over at the end of their prescription. Here's another reason doctors may overprescribe. patients are different. Bratt says about 10% need really strong pain meds, the rest not so much. But doctors can't tell the difference.
Many surgeons are still prescribing opioids for the subset of patients that have higher requirements as opposed to for the majority of the patients who are taking a very small percentage of the pills that they're prescribed.
There are no set guidelines for which opioids to prescribe after surgery at what dose and for how long. A study out last month says the optimal opioid prescription following general surgery is 4 to 9 days. Senior author Dr. Lewis Wen, a surgeon at Brigham and Women's Hospital, urges his colleagues to use this range.
The big hurdle is to have people not just automatically do something because they've done it for 20 years, but to really look at their prescribing habits closely and customize it for the patients and make changes.
Reining in the amount of opioids prescribed is important, says Katie Herzog, but not enough. She says someone needs to help patients manage pain meds at home. And no patient should go through withdrawal alone because doctors, like hers, miss the signs.
The fact that they did not recognize that, I find terribly upsetting.
Upsetting and urgent during this opioid epidemic that some leaders say is now a national emergency. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.